Father, we come before you today. That's the cry of your people. Don't leave us alone. Your word says a child left to himself bringeth shame. If you leave us to ourselves, only shame will come out of it. Pain, helplessness, frustration. Father, tonight, make yourself known to your people. Let your presence come upon us like never before. I see the auspicious presence of God overwhelming someone's life. Lift your hands high. It's overwhelming you, robbing you, robbing you, overwhelming, robbing, surrounding. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Lift those hands high. And whisper that name, Jesus. Fresh help, fresh mercy, grace. It's a robing of his presence. You have said, Lord, why are you so far from me? He's showing you right now that he's near you. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. You're stepping into that vacuum in your life, filling that space, and showing you that he loves you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated.
Without your love, directionless. Without your love, without the living alone, deliver me from loneliness. I am lost without your love, directionless. Without your love. Oh, directionless without you, Lord.
Welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 33 and in verse 15 all the way to verse 16. He said, he that walketh righteously, he that speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. This evening the subject is the prophet of godly character. The prophet of godly character. We are looking at, as an objective, what the dividends are of godly character. The Bible makes it clear from where we just read that godly character lifts people up. It lifts people up. He that walks upright, righteously, that speaks uprightly, that despises the gain of oppression, is not making money from dubious means, is not receiving bribes, is not part of shedding blood, his eyes are not tuned to evil. He said that man shall dwell on high, not low, not high. Godly character takes people up. Ungodly character keeps people down. He shall dwell on high. He shall dwell on high. He shall dwell on high. And so we are going to be looking at the various things that the godly character does in the lives of people. The first, number one, is character brings favor. Character brings favor. In Genesis chapter 39, chapter 37 and in verse 2, we saw the man Joseph, how different he was from his brethren as far as character was concerned. He brought the evil report of his brethren to his father. The outcome of that was grace or favor that he found. In Genesis 39 and in verse 2, he found grace, he found favor in the house of the Egyptian. Verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand, and Joseph found grace in his sight. That word grace is the same as favor. In Genesis chapter 39 still and in verse 21, we also saw that the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Every man of character is a commander of favor. Commander of favor. Every woman of character is a commander of favor. In the book of Esther chapter 2, we saw the woman, Queen Esther, how she displayed godly character in verse 14 and 15. And everyone, and in the evening she went, right, verse 15. And when it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Esther, by refusing to be greedy, by refusing to be covetous, secured favor. Godly character opens doors. Bad character closes doors. There are people today whose doors are closed, not because the devil was wicked. Their doors got closed because their character was bad. I've seen people, and I know of people that people do business with, and they don't want to do business with them again forever. I don't want to have anything to do with that man. And the story is the same. Everyone they dealt with, something went wrong. There was one story or the other, one story or the other. Not the devil, not the devils. There are so many who are failing today, not at the frequency of ancestral causes, but at the frequency of disastrous character. Trust them with something little, and the story is plenty. Ask them to manage something for you, and the story is plenty. Character is a door opener. Bad character is a door closer. Whether it is your behavior towards money, your behavior towards anything, it opens the doors or closes the doors. I pray that somebody's door will be open today in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some people, the way and manner in which they approached their boss, the first day they reported to work was the end of the first day was also the end. The arrogance with which they appeared, the pride with which they showed up, the disrespect, the lack of good behavior. When we grew up, we were taught that when an elder comes in, if you are sitting down, you stand up. That's how we grew. When an elder, somebody senior to you, comes into a room, you stand up. And then you are talking to them. Today, it doesn't matter. There are people seated, or guys standing, they are still sitting. Talking, okay, so what should I do? Someone say loud amen. At times we are talking to our Father in the Lord. He's not watching us. But at times we are on our knees. My wife especially. So already on her knee, while the phone call or the person you are calling is not watching you. Hallelujah. This is why some people are where they are today. And others are unable to reach anywhere in life. I've seen intelligent people stranded for lack of character. Because character has more marketing power than certificate. Did you hear what I said? Character, quality character has more marketing power than certificate. I've seen people first class degree, third class character. Show me a woman with quality character, she would have favor with her husband. Show me a man with quality character, he will have favor with everybody. Everybody, everywhere. Favor, good favor. Character brings favor. Number two, character attracts divine presence. Divine presence. We just saw Joseph again. The man of strong character who said, I fear God. In Genesis chapter 42 verse 18, I fear God. This man who fears God remained permanently in the presence of God. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, we saw the Lord was with Joseph. Genesis chapter 39 verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph. Note this. The presence of God is the privileged dwelling place of people with character. The dwelling place of people with character. When you see people with godly quality character, when you come around them, you feel God. You just feel God. You feel God. The presence of God is the privileged dwelling place of people with character. Psalm 11 verse 7. Look at what the scripture says in Psalm 11 and in verse 7. It said, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance, that is his presence, is upon the righteous of the upright. His countenance, his face. His face is upon the righteous, upon the upright, upon the person of character. Psalm 140 also and in verse 13, Psalm 140 and in verse 13, he said, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The man of character, the man of principles, shall dwell in thy presence. He doesn't have anywhere else to live. He shall live in your presence. Hallelujah. Shall dwell in your presence. We already read, alright, Psalm 24 verse 3 and all the way to verse 5. He said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who shall dwell in his presence? He that has clean hands, a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who is he that shall dwell with God? Men and women with quality godly character. Am I communicating? When you see them, you feel God. On the contrary, when you see people, how many of you have seen a really hardened criminal before? Hardened with the teeth is darkened with the nicotine of tobacco and the finger is rugged from all manner of injuries from bad lifestyle and you see his face is totally graceless and divine presence less. She's seen that before. I'm trying to describe something. I'm sure you understand it. The only thing you can feel is devil. When you just look at this man, you just see wickedness, you feel the devil. You look at this man, you feel the devil. The same way you feel when you see a herbalist. You know, the herbalist is the worst evil. They can kill anybody for anybody. Say, what do you want me to do to him? You just feel, and it is scriptural. In Zechariah chapter 3 and in verse 1, you hear the story of Joshua the high priest, who was standing and Satan, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. What is it that attracted the presence of Satan? Verse 3, Joshua was putting on a filthy garment. He was wearing something that attracted the devil. And there is no vacuum in nature. If God is not with you, somebody is with you. And you won't like the person who is with you. You will never be in that position. In the name of Jesus Christ. You need to carry this feelable, palpable, tangible presence of God with a clarity of conscience and quality of character. It's very, very important. And I'm sure you know that the presence of God is what is called the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God with a person, that is the anointing. So your character is directly proportional. The strength of character is directly proportional to the strength of oil. No wonder Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 8 said, let your garments be always white so that your head will not lack ointment. Let your head lack no ointment. John Wesley's father told him the tender conscience is the greatest sign of Christianity. What is that? When you do wrong and you are instantly aware I haven't done the right thing. That is the purest and surest sign of Christianity. Because where that is over is like when the radar of the aircraft is not working, he's heading into danger and he's not aware. Hallelujah. Character attracts divine presence. Number three, character brings focus to life. Focus to life. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. all the way to verse 23. Matthew 6, 22-23. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your life is evil, then your whole body shall be full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 15:19-20. He said, from the heart, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Everything called murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. All these things come out of the heart and defile or distract the man. But to eat with unwashing hands defile not a man. Jesus was dealing with a particular situation. The mind of man is the engine house of destiny. That is why he said, guard your heart with all diligence. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. For out of it are the issues of life. The mind of the heart of man is the engine room of destiny. How does that relate to character? The mind of a man of character is free to focus on what is most profitable to life. When a man has character, his mind is free to focus on what is most profitable to life. When a person lacks character, the mind is congested with the unprofitables of life. The mind is congested with the unprofitables of life and highly distracted. Mind is congested with the unprofitable things of life and highly distracted. And you know that that is true. Because most actions are products of thought. Nobody said I stole by mistake. I was moving and then my hand moved here. Most thieves in the village calculated it in the daytime. The fence is low. Okay? So I'll come in the night. Just pass here. You will wait on that side. Just well calculated. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Do you understand? I studied a little and I realized that most addicts, I've talked to a lot of them, people especially who are addicted, whether it's drug or anything, the most dominant thing on their mind is their addiction. Huh? When next they are going to have the next high? Immoral addiction, the same thing. The most dominant thing on their mind is the next one. Everything. Just mind just ruled. Complete. Pornographic addiction. There are people who lost their job. Plenty in their numbers. Because they lost focus and lost concentration at workplace. They had to be sacked. Internet things sacked them. That same mind that is being dominated by unprofitable things. Assuming you allow it to be dominated by the profitables. How much progress will life make? Hallelujah. When he said, these things come out of the mind, heart, and man is defiled. And in my eyes I saw a man is distracted, derailed. Somebody was on track and all of a sudden found himself in prison. What are you doing? Don't do that. Clean the picture. Clean it from it. We are here to preach the gospel, not to take a picture of pastor while he's preaching. Take the video and look at after the service, take the DVD and then you can get a picture from it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think I know what he's trying to snap. I decree every trace of distraction upon your life and your mind is arrested in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. I decree a grip on your mind. You shall not lose focus. You shall not lose focus. You shall not lose focus. I knew a very, very highly intelligent young man in the medical school days. Very, very brainy. Think 200 level. All of a sudden he began to camp a girl in his room. 200 level. That was the beginning of his travail. Second year. Mind so distracted. Before you know it, bam. Wait behind. You cannot go to the next class. Focus is brought to life when character is in place. Number three, character assists guidance. It assists guidance, enhances guidance, guidance in life. What is the meaning of that? That people of character are highly guided. Proverbs 11:3, he said, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. It shall guide them. But the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, shall guide them, shall guide them. Hallelujah. It shall guide them. Proverbs 21 and also verse 29. It said, a wicked man hardeneth his face. But as for the upright, he directed his way. He directed his way. He directed his way. Many years ago, I learned that when you are a person of principles, 99% of your decisions are already made. Already made. Your principles, your character already made your decisions. That is, at the junction of decision, you don't need to think twice before you know which road to follow. It's already made. That is, there are businesses you can't do. You don't need too much explanation. I mean, your character, your principles tell you there are businesses you can't do. There are monies you can't touch. Transactions you can't enter into. There are situations you can't be found in. You can't. That leads you many times out of trouble. No, many years ago, a young medical doctor, I think my marriage may be 1 year old at that time, and I was doing, I went private practice in the evening time. A young man met me at the place I was practicing. I worked two or three places in a day, and so I think that was the second place or the third. And the young man, came in, sat with me from my place. He was speaking vernacular to me, and I think he knew me from somewhere. After he told his pathetic story, he said, he's about to go to where I should drop him. If I'm on my way, I should please help him and drop him. And he was going my way. So I carried him in the vehicle, the car. And then when we reached, I said, let me drop him. The moment I dropped him, greeted him, then he began to talk with somebody. So the money is here. So what is left? Oh yes, we just need some little thing to make sure all the money. They are talking of all this thing didn't start today. 20 something years ago. I'm talking of almost 27 or more years. Something said they need something to something chemical something. I look at him with fire in my eyes. I said, do you know who you are dealing with at all? I arrest you now. You are looking for somebody to do 419 with. You are with the wrong person altogether. It's only God who helped him that day. I didn't curse him. Am I communicating? That is grace. It is not everything inside water you will eat. All are not fishes. Some can kill. Even in the village, there are mushrooms that have killed people. So you know there are things you cannot touch. I traveled all the way to Venezuela, the South America, some time ago for a program. And then a young man met me. And he said to me, he needs prayer. And I said, a prayer for what? I haven't known him from anywhere, but he knew me. And that part of the world, especially Colombia area, they have a lot of... And he told me, he said, he's trying to transport his good. And he just wants me to pray for him so that he can transport it successfully. After I listened for a while, I realized what he was trying to say. He's a drug pusher. He wants to try to push the drug without being caught. So I looked at him and said, you know who you are talking to, right? You want me to ask the God of heaven, who hates evil, to bless your evil life and evil trade. If I curse you now, what you will do is to die. The only prayer I can pray for you is to curse you to die. You know how many people went to their untimely grave because of drug? How many people were destroyed because of such people's life? There are those who can pray for such people, if possible. Maybe because how much they will bring at the end. See, there are things you don't think twice. There are things they bring around you are not tempted. Somebody say amen. Hey, it's not a matter of it. Don't tell me to go and think about it. Will you do this so you can be promoted? If otherwise, no promotion. So let the promotion go to hell. It's not something to think about. Somebody say amen. Unprincipled people enter into businesses and they found themselves in prison. Standing by the roadside, a friend comes around and says, I'm traveling now to Kano. I say, yeah. Can we go? He said, why not? What am I doing? I'm doing nothing. He's doing nothing with his life. He jumps into the vehicle. They carry him somewhere. And then maybe join him with some gang. Go and commit some crime. He's the only one they arrested. Because he didn't know anything. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That will lead me. So character brings guidance. There are friends that can't be your friend. By the time they make two statements, you know this is not your friend. Somebody sent me a text the other day. Say, I want to be your friend. He was talking. The tone of the text shows that he's a questionable character. So I told myself, number one, I didn't ask you, I'm looking for a friend. I'm not suffering from hypofriendemia. So I need some friendliness injection or infusion. I didn't tell you that. If I told you that, you can advertise yourself to me. Am I coming? Don't. Some people just walked into your life. Before you know it, they are your friends. And you didn't know how it started and when it started. What even is the agenda of the friendship or the relationship? When you are a principled person, 99% of your decisions are already made. You are not confused. You are highly guided. The steps you take. I went to pray they called some people to pray sometime in a government setting. And by the time the people finish praying, you take your envelope. You take your, I say, me? Pray in exchange for money. That devil is a bastard. That was the first and the last. You can't catch me in such a place. I have too much dignity to hang around people who I am ordained to anoint. No, how, that is why some of us preach with all brutality. Because we are not Bible. Like Jesus told Peter told Simon, thy money perish with you. I went somewhere to minister. It was a leadership session organized by a state executive leadership of a state. And they said, we brought an aerial. Normally, if a lecturer or whatever does a seminar for a leadership or something, they give him something. So they brought him. So the man was asking his boss, the chief executive, say, and he was telling him he won't collect. The other one said, let me try first. So he came, he brought it, I said, no, I didn't come here. I can't collect nothing from here. What will you write in your book? So and so amount given to so and so person here. I won't collect CC here. CC. Toro, I won't collect. I won't collect. So he returned back to his Oga. Oga said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Already made. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. I prophesy upon you today the help to do the right thing per time. That help is released upon you. In the name of Jesus, the help to do the right thing per time, that help is released upon you. The help to do the right thing per time, that help is released upon you. The help to do the right thing per time, that help is released upon you. In Jesus' name. One day we went to a place and they said they wanted to give us support the crusade we came to do. And I was aware that in that place they have not paid people's salary. The person they sent, I said, please help me return this money to the place where they pay salary from. Let them join it and use it to pay salary. Hallelujah. 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 Say the loudest amen. Let me say the final one tonight. And character assists guidance. And number 5, character brings preservation. Preservation. Psalm 25 and in verse 21. Psalm 25 and in verse 21. He said, let integrity and uprightness preserve me. For I wait on thee. I wait on thee. Preserve me. Preserve me. We read Psalm 11 verse 7 earlier on. Where it says that the eyes, the countenance of the Lord is upon the upright. That is, he's watching you. Is watching you, and no devil is permitted to harm or hurt you. Isaiah 33 and in verse 15 to 16, Isaiah 33 verse 15 to 16, he said, right, we read it already, this man who walks up righteously and speaks uprightly, that despises the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hand from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, shuts his eyes from seeing evil, that man shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. He shall be defended. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. The way you live moves heaven to protect your life, to preserve your life, to deliver you and rescue you from destruction and disaster. Am I communicating? How many of you know the number of deaths that have occurred from beer parlors or nightclubs? Broken bottle deaths, fights, knife. Not even that one. I knew of a man who went and sat with his friends at the beer parlor, sat down and drunk himself to stupor. They all drank to stupor. He's sitting between two people. By the time they finished drinking, can we go? Nobody answered. Can we move? Nobody answered. The one who walked into the beer parlor by himself was carried dead from the beer parlor. Nobody knew what happened. Whether it's a sudden, whatever happened. Some people say maybe somebody put something in his drink while he sat there. And that was his end. In all likelihood, he may have lived longer than that if he wasn't there at that time. What about cult initiation tests? How many young men heard about times when they are initiating some young people? Two people will hold the hand up there. The two other people will hold the leg, hold him up, and leave him from there. Land on his tummy. They say they are ruggedizing him. He has blunt abdominal injury, pieces liver and pieces everything, and then he bleeds to death. He's dead there from lifestyle that took him out. How many prostitutes entered ritualist vehicle? Ritualists and people are looking for who to, they just pass and see somebody standing by the road. Enter. Straight. I'm sure you know the kind of girl I'm talking about who hanging on the road. Stand there. And the vehicle pass, reverse, enter, straight to death. Some have had ritualistic relationships. Went into wherever the man took them to, and the man was a snake or whatever. And we heard such stories. How many people have died of drug overdose? He's on what? He took one of the drugs until he knocked him out, until he couldn't wake up. Those are, you may think those are extreme examples. But there are people they have killed because they told lies. Who did you lie against? Who did you cheat? But that will never be your portion. Preservation. Heaven moves. Angels move. To defend and stand around the man or the woman of character. The woman who has a conscience that is clear. This is my counsel tonight. This message, I think it will have a second part, because what I have spoken tonight so far is just halfway in terms of this prophet. So we have that character brings favor, and that character attracts the divine presence, and that character brings focus to life. Your mind is clear, and then it enhances guidance, and of course, character brings preservation. My counsel is from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 24, and in verse 16. Acts 24, 16. Acts 24. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense toward God and toward men. A conscience that is void of offense. What is the counsel? Always maintain the conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards man. That is, anytime you have offended God, you know, Lord, I am sorry. I ask for your help, and I ask for victory over this kind of thing. And a conscience that is tender towards men, that you refuse to deliberately, consciously act in ways that hurt people, that hurt others. You refuse to consciously, unconsciously, act in ways that hurt others or even hurt yourself. You refuse to consciously or unconsciously act in such ways. You receive the help with the tenderness of the conscience towards God and the tenderness of the conscience towards men. And it is a new day for us. I prophesy upon everyone here, the grace to do the right thing is released upon you. The grace to do the right thing is released upon you. The grace to avoid the way of evil is released upon you. The grace to avoid the way of error is released upon you. Again, the grace to avoid the way of evil is released upon you. The grace to do the right thing is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are and lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him. Magnify His precious, holy, wonderful name. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Worship Him. Worship Him. Honor Him. Adore Him.
To Jesus I surrender all to Thee, I freely give. I will ever love and trust Thee. His presence, I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord.
I surrender,
Lord. All to Jesus. is my commitment for life. There's no going back. Breed on me, oh Lord. Breed on me.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Mahashokobakadakadala. And say after me today, Lord. Say, Father, I have come before you. I receive your help.
I receive your help.
And your grace.
And your grace.
To live for you.
To live for you.
To do the right thing.
To do the right thing.
Deliver me, Lord.
Deliver me, Lord.
From the wrong thing.
From the wrong thing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To do the right thing.
The right thing.
Deliver me, Lord,
deliver me, Lord,
from the path of wrong.
The path of wrong.
In the name of Jesus.
Say,
hey, Father, I receive the grace to do the right thing.
The right thing.
Deliver me, Lord,
from the path of wrong.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Precious name. Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 9. Isaiah 26 and in verse 9. He said, with my soul have I desired you in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Father, let your righteousness overrun Nigeria. By whatever means, by judgments, by fire, let your righteousness overrun Nigeria. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that your righteousness
will overrun Nigeria.
By judgment,
by fire,
by every means, let your judgment,
let your righteousness
overrun
Nigeria.
By your righteousness,
let your righteousness
overrun
Nigeria.
By judgment,
by fire,
overrun
Nigeria
with your righteousness.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. La 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 Overrun Nigeria. In the name
of Jesus. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. And just ask Him to touch you tonight. You know, at the beginning of the service, we're asking Him to deliver us from loneliness. And asking that we'll feel His presence. Lift your hands right now and let that presence saturate your life. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Can you feel His presence? You feel the anointing? I need no other plea. It is enough by Jesus. God is enough. Lift your hands high. Can you feel His presence? His warmth is placing His hands around someone, reassuring you that He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I see the restoration of years. The restoration of years. I see divine intervention. That's right. I see the breaking of the conspiracy. I see the confusion disappearing right now. I see the controversy ending right now. Lift your hands high. Whisper that name, Jesus. Receive His visitation. Receive, 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 receive. Receive, 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 receive. Lift your hands high. It is a night of divine encounters. A night of divine encounters. A night of divine visitations. God is bringing you out of your grave. Breaking the chain of limitation around your mind, around your feet, around your hands. Is breaking that dirty habit of your life. Is setting on fire the filthy garment. Help that lady at the back. There, something is happening to her. Yes. It's a fight. It's a fight. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. You tormenting spirit. Your tenure expired. Get out of her now. In Jesus' name. Every unclean presence, unclean demon, unclean force, every tormenting power from hell that has crippled your destiny, the serpentine spirit, the spirit of the waters, spirit, that's right, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, masquerade demons, demons of your father's house. Hey, something is happening right there. Ancestral demons, generational curses, their yokes are being broken right now. The spirit of delay has just been arrested. The spirit of stagnation has just been arrested. The devil has been delaying what God has released. No more, no more. What God has released is entering your hands now. Antimarital spell is broken. Antimarital spell is broken. The spirit of barrenness is broken. Fruitfulness is released now. That's right. It's releasing upon you. Lift up your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. At the top of your voice and blasting tongues. Father, let it be released. Let it be released. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Ra 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 ra
Rabba la 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 la